Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Let's get the good, the bad, and the dumb. A weekend that was not only football, but baseball, little NBA. But what was the good of the day?
You know, I could go back to what the Dodgers pulled. But, you know, that's low-hanging fruit at this point.
I mean, my goodness. Congratulations, Dodgers.
But, you know, what I will bring up, you mentioned it briefly. I'm going to we'll talk about it here a little bit more, is that it was a good weekend for the James family.
Yes, it was a good weekend for the James
family.
And
so we'll start off with LeBron James. LeBron James and the Lakers won the inaugural NBA in-season tournament, like you said, beating the Pacers 123-109. The only question I have in mind, because LeBron was named the MVP of the tournament, right? So he is right. The inaugural in-season tournament's first MVP. Could this trophy be named after him?
That's a good idea. I would. If I was the NBA, I would.
Because, you know what?
That's a good thought.
I was thinking about this because it was, you know, what trophy is left?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's becoming the thing. I mean, Bill Russell has the MVP. Kobe Bryant has the All-Star MVP. Jordan doesn't really have a trophy named after him, does he?
I don't think he does.
So, you know, I mean, this inaugural season tournament, obviously you can't name it after Jordan, but you could name it after LeBron James. He won first one.
Yeah, you could. I would.
But what made it a good weekend for LeBron James and family was that this Sunday marked the season debut, or the college debut, I should say, of Bronny James.
That's right.
Now, even though USC did end up losing to Long Beach State in overtime, no one's really talking about that, but everyone seems to be talking about his rundown block.
Oh, okay. So he had a pretty good moment in the game?
He had a really good moment in the game, and people were quick to point out that this rundown block that he had looked eerily similar to another rundown block that they remember, his father doing.
In the 2016 NBA Finals?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, it wasn't as climactic. I mean, you know, this was the finals.
Right.
I mean, this is just a, you know, nothing game, and they ended up losing the game. But the rundown block, he did the same thing. He ran down the court, chased, I don't know who the Long Beach State player was, chased him down and was going up for a layup and blocked it just like his dad did.
How many points did Bronny James score? Did he
He finished with 4 points in 17 minutes.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not really great, but it's good.
No, but remember,
there.
I mean,
17 minutes is good.
He's a freshman. Yeah, I think I would point at the 17 minutes more than anything, just because it is his collegiate debut. And let's face it, you know, over the summertime, we didn't think this would even happen.
I know. That's right. That's right. So well done, Bronny James.
Yeah, and LeBron didn't have to miss any games.
I was going to say, when was this game? Sunday?
Sunday.
So he got to fly back and attend.
He got to party Saturday night with his team, just like, yeah, you know, one should. And then he got to be at the court Sunday.
Quick question. The celebration with the champagne and everything, was that a little too manufactured by the NBA?
Sure.
Yeah.
At least this championship won't come with an asterisk.
It's like what I always say about kindergarten graduation. It's like we're throwing parties and big graduation has stepped in with all of its, but we're really not, it's really not that big of an achievement.
No.
Right? But we're doing everything. We're having parties. We're throwing on hats. We're getting presents. Oh, a little junior graduated from kindergarten. This is great. You got the graduation cake, got the graduation, you know, banner for kindergarten. Did the NBA do that with, hey, we're going to have a locker room with champagne and pop it and spray around each other and have a good time, like pretend like you actually, if you guys could act like you won a major thing. Yay, right? Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody, yay. And that's basically what they did.
Did anyone throw the ball up in the air when the final horn blew?
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't quite see
that one. That was, I was at a Christmas party Saturday night. And they didn't have it on TV.
Oh.
They had every college basketball game imaginable all over. There was even a volleyball game on one of the TVs in the restaurant we were at for this Christmas party. A Big Ten volleyball game, which, by the way, is very popular. It was packed. Gym packed.
Yeah,
volleyball.
No. They,
very packed. They had that on, but no NBA in-season tournament game.
Guys like seeing the volleyball games.
Yeah, so Yeah, Saturday night, the festivities started at dinner started at 7, open bar at 6:30.
Nice.
I should say bar open at 6:30, but it was open because I wasn't paying for the drinks. That was on my wife's company. Had a good time.
Yeah.
Had a fun time at the Christmas party. But I was curious with the tournament. I've been following it. I watched some of the games Thursday. And
yeah.
And I was into it.
I think it peaked with Suns Lakers.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's the only problem with the same season tournament is that it peaked too soon.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the semifinals weren't really competitive. The final, this one wasn't really competitive either. And, you know, that all the conspiracy theorists will be out there saying, oh, this was made for LeBron.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know.
But you're right. After the Phoenix Lakers game, it didn't
But,
really
I mean,
live.
To answer your question about the champagne, the Lakers have already said they are not hoisting a banner for this.
Yeah, good. Yeah, okay, good. Good, good.
So, yeah, that could answer your question about champagne celebration
seemed a little silly. Yeah, just a little silly. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, Tony, and it's going to be for you and I.
Okay.
Because I know you're in the same boat as I am, and apparently we can't put off Barbenheimer anymore.
Barbenheimer anymore. Okay, go ahead.
The Golden Globe nominations came out. Now, I know that's second fiddle to the Oscars, but it always does act as a precursor. Barbie scored 9 Golden Globe nominations, including Best Musical or Comedy and Best Actress for Margot Robbie. Oppenheimer earned 8 total nominations, including Best Drama, and Cillian Murphy also was nominated for Best Actor. So that's why I'm saying we can't put it off anymore, because I know you and I have not seen Barbie or Oppenheimer.
I want to see Oppenheimer. I will never see Barbie, but I will.
I don't know.
I definitely want to see Oppenheimer.
From the reviews, I might have to do my own Barbie Oppenheimer double feature.
Why are you interested in Barbie?
Because I think, you know, I'm going back to
that's your time. That's not that your.
No,
your
I know,
time
but I'm going back. Remember
you.
When we had Brian Truitt on at the beginning of summer to talk about summer blockbusters? He warned us or foreshadowed. Barbie was going to be a big hit.
Yeah, I know.
And it was.
I buy that.
And from what I've heard, it's not your stereotypical, I don't know, Barbie movie.
Well,
that there's a lot more social content into it.
Right.
So I'm kind of curious. I'm curious about it. I might give it like a 5, 10, 15 minute run. And then if it goes, okay, you know, it might be too much for me. Oppenheimer, on the other hand. I'm like you. I know you said it last. I don't know if you said it on air or off air last week, but I'm with you. I do wish I saw this in the theater.
I missed. I blew it. I get all the time. I wanted to see it. I never get open enough to go, and I always think I do, and I don't.
And there always seems to be a movie every year, right?
My wife does this to me, too. She'll say to me, hey, she'll go, I got a women's group. I'm going to a women's thing. Thursday night, you're entirely free. You should go to the movies. And I go, yeah, you're right. I should go to the movies. Seriously, I'm not going to get home till like 10. Go to the movies. And I go, great. And then I think about it, and then push comes to shove, I don't go. And she's like, there was your chance. Go to the movies. And I didn't do it to see Oppenheimer, and I should have.
Yeah.
I should have, because this is one that I'll watch at home, and I'll go, darn it, I should have been in the theater for this.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm feeling the same way.
Yeah.
But
let me know how Barbie is when you watch it.
I will.
If your wife said, I'll watch Oppenheimer if you watch Barbie, I get it. But if you want to watch Barbie on your own, I don't know why that's
appealing
to you.
You know what it is? There's curiosity with it because of everything I've read and everything that people have said, like either through social media, friends of mine on Facebook.
That men are terrible?
Maybe.
That's the number one thing people are saying about the movie.
Is it?
Yeah, that men are horrible.
I got to look back at my friends' comments, and maybe it was more of the female friends talking about it than the male friends.
Wow.
But there is, there's just a curiosity factor with me.
Okay.
And I don't think I'll ever get around to doing it, but I feel like I should. Oppenheimer, I need to make it. That's a scheduled appointment.
That's like three plus hours, and I want to enjoy the process of how this came about.
I agree.
So good. But you're right about the Golden Globes. They're like in college football when you get like, oh, here's the Maxwell Award or here's the Johnny Unitas Award. And these are like precursors to the Heisman, right? They're like, what can we take out of these that lead us to where the Heisman is going to go? And it's the same thing with the Golden Globes. It's like, and what can we take out of this for the Oscars?
And we do it all the time, don't we?
That's right.
You know, we always look at, okay, you know, especially in the best actor category, best picture category. I don't know if Oppenheimer was going to win. I don't know if Cillian Murphy's going to win. But it is one of those things we look at and go, okay, you know what? That usually they tend to line up a little bit.
I wish I paid more attention. It's so sad for me because I used to love going to the movies and I really liked, when I would see the Academy and I'd go, I would have seen like 4 of the 5 movies. And now I've seen maybe 2 of the 7. And some of them I didn't even know were out in the theater. I don't even know what they are. But yeah, yep. I've kind of gone in the opposite direction. We'll have the Dumb of the Day coming up.
Real quick, though, another movie that's nominated for comedy or musical? Air.
Yes.
Air.
Oh, Air, yeah.
Ben Affleck. I still need to see
that
one.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie about the Jordan sneakers. The Nike boys.
Still need to see that one, too.
Still need to see that one, too. See, I got to get off and start watching some movies. All right, we will continue. It's Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, switch to Cricket today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 SG. After all, you've been good this year, and they think you really, really deserve it. Smile, you're on Cricket. We're doing the good, the bad, and the dumb. We are at the Dumb of the Day after a weekend of all sorts of news and notes. What is the Dumb of the Day?
I'll never understand why coaches do this.
Okay.
North Dakota State's head coach, Matt Entz, announced that he has agreed to become part of Lincoln Riley's staff as soon as the season is over.
Okay.
The problem, this is where I have the problem that I have with this. The Bison are currently in the FCS playoffs. They just blew out South Dakota over the weekend, and now will face off against Montana in the semifinals.
Montana just beat Furman.
Right.
On Friday.
So, and North Dakota State, I mean, they're a college football powerhouse.
Yes, they are.
I'll never understand why these announcements are made before the end of the season. Like, why does he have to agree to a deal now instead of saying, hey, Lincoln, just give me a minute.
You're right, exactly.
Let me finish this season out. You want me. I want to be with you. I'm not wanting to agree just yet because I want to finish this season.
It's more when a guy leaves a program to be a head coach of another program to say, I'm going to get my staff together and get, but if you're just joining the staff, can't they just live without you for a little bit?
Right.
Like, I get it. We're recruiting. I get it. National Signing Day is coming, but what are you doing? Like, are you leaving that to go recruit for USC?
I mean,
or are you just going to continue to coach North Dakota State and prepare?
The job he has taken is, it's almost, I'm going to say it's a demotion. I don't think the money is a demotion.
Right.
Because, you know, somebody pointed out that he's making about $420, $450 a year at North Dakota State, which is fantastic money in North Dakota. My God.
Oh, no doubt.
But he is heading to USC. He'll obviously get a bump in pay, but he's gone from a head coach who has won, what, 3 national titles there? 2
Something
national
like that,
titles?
Yeah.
Put a bunch of quarterbacks in the NFL. He's going from that to, I think it's assistant head coach, and he's in charge of the linebackers.
Is it?
He's going to become the linebackers coach, and he's, I believe, it's assistant head coach.
So is he had a? So I'd be curious to know his background of interviewing for head coaching opportunities. Has he interviewed for head coaching opportunities where he's like, man, I just cannot get these jobs?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, his agent's like, you know what would be better if you were in a Power 5 conference as an assistant coach, because where they're plucking him from.
No, not only that. I'm sorry. He's assistant head coach for defense.
Okay.
Not even assistant coach to the head coach. He's assistant head coach for the defense and linebackers coach. So, I mean, it's, what, 2 tiers down?
Yeah.
And, I mean, if I'm looking at it, like, he's not even a defensive coordinator. He's just coaching the linebackers, and he's going to assist the defensive coordinator, I guess, if I look at it that way.
So maybe that's it. Maybe he just he's looking at a career path, and he's like, eventually I want to be at, I don't know, a school like Alabama or Auburn or Texas or something. Like, eventually I want to do that, but how do I get there? Is the path North Dakota State until I eventually crack, or do I have to be an assistant? Do I have to be on a staff of a big school where I could do some things to get really, really noticed and then go in that rate? Because I got to think that if you're the head coach at North Dakota State and somebody's talking about a 32-year-old coach, assistant coach at like Mississippi, and they're like, "Oh, this guy's the next. He's the next big thing." And you're like, "Why am I? Why am I not the next big thing?"
I mean, he's 51, which isn't old.
All right, it's not old, but
he's 51. He's a two-time national champion. He's and been head coach for 3 years. So 2 out of 3 years, he's won a national championship. Doesn't that translate into giving a head coaching job? Maybe, you know, not one of the top tier programs, obviously. Like, he's not going to be getting, what's a college program that's in need of a head coach right now?
Like, oh, gosh. Hard to remember because they get plucked and then they, like,
yeah, I know. Like, so quick.
Manny Diaz just got hired at Duke.
I was going to say, well, yeah, the Mississippi, was it one of the Mississippi's looking
Mississippi
for a
coach? Mississippi State, they found their coach. Yeah, Jeff Lebby is the coach there.
That's right. So, I mean, you know, I'm going to use Mississippi State as an example. Maybe he's not good enough to go right to Mississippi State level, but I'm certain there's a college program that's in one of the Power Five conferences where it's a lower tier program that you can get a sniff
That's what I'm wondering. Is he thinking like, hey, North Dakota State equals Louisiana Monroe?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't really want to go to Louisiana Monroe. No offense to Louisiana Monroe, but I don't want to go to the Sun Belt or Conference USA. But in order for me at 51 years old to achieve what I want to achieve, I better get moving. And if I have to start as an assistant at a major team, that's more likely to get my name out there more than North Dakota State, which is not giving me any hits to the fishing pole.
Even though, national champion, helped bring up this guy and bring up that guy.
I think it's an entirely different world. I think you're right.
But regardless.
Can you recruit at the high level? Can you coach at the high level?
It might be easy for you to record North Dakota kids to North Dakota State.
Right, right.
Yeah, or maybe Montana kids to North Dakota State. But again, to my point, I don't understand why this announcement needs to be made now.
Right. Why can't you just wait till you're done and then say I'm going? Exactly. You don't want your kids to be like, what?
Yeah, because as soon as they lose, he's gone.
Yep, bye.
So if they lose Saturday to Montana, he's out.
Yeah.
No more.
What's going on up there? Montana, North Dakota State? South Dakota was doing something?
Yeah, South Dakota State won this weekend.
Like, hello. Up there in the upper Midwest.
That's, you know, they that's where if you want to play for an FCS championship, that's where you go.
Yeah, that's right. Go up there.
They all seem to keep winning up there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb for you Monday as we continue on a week 14 NFL look as we get closer and closer to the playoff picture, which is very muddled right now, especially in the AFC, a bunch of 7-6 teams.